This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Guiar. Today I'm speaking with Michelle Juan. Michelle, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Michelle, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the digital asset manager for one of the online departments of a global entertainment company, and I'm based in London. Like a lot of other digital asset managers, I kind of stumbled into the field through a background in photography and digital imaging and managing databases and all kinds of computer geekery. These are skills that I acquired independently, which suddenly made sense when I saw my first job listing for digital asset management. That first job that I got in digital asset management about 10 years ago, I was working for a motion picture company as an image archivist. Since then, I've been known as a digital librarian and now actually digital asset manager. So the field is kind of progressing a little bit. And I've been lucky enough to find positions in companies that recognize the value of digital asset management and the benefit of having asset managers that can bring their expertise to improving workflows. Because I get the feeling that a lot of companies that buy asset management systems expect their asset troubles to just disappear magically. The thing is, these complex systems, they aren't just merely software, they're systems. And without someone to manage them after implementation, I think they're much more likely to fail. But that's not to say that every company or every team might have the resources or vision to employ someone solely for this purpose, or that managing digital asset management systems is something that can't be learned by your current staff. But if you're investing potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in digital asset management systems, you'd be really wise to bring in a professional to get the most out of your investment.
And how does a worldwide entertainment company use digital asset management?
Well, my company has more than 30 asset systems, company-wide. But, you know, this is in the context of a company that has more than 100,000 employees. Mm-hmm. So there are all kinds of digital workflows to manage, and 30 asset systems kind of seems in line with how many we need at this point. But all of our departments operate essentially as different companies. Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest challenges when I started working here was to learn how the company worked as a whole and to understand where assets were created and how they were distributed. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about being at a company of this size is that there's lots of other digital asset managers. So it's been really a joy to connect with them and learn from all of their experiences. Because if you work at a really big company, don't forget how important internal networking can be. There's a wealth of knowledge out there, and you can tap into that.
Michelle, you recently started a meetup group in London. Tell us more about this.
Well, after attending a few Henry Stewart Dam Europe conferences, I really enjoyed meeting up once yearly to talk with other digital asset managers and basically talk shop with people whose eyes don't glaze over when you mention digital asset management. Mm-hmm. So kind of following in the lead of the other meetup groups in New York, D.C., and Los Angeles, I thought it would be a really good idea to get London digital asset management professionals together and talk on a regular basis. And if you're in the U.K., please search for London Dam on meetup.com. Or follow our Twitter account at London Dam. That's no space.
And what advice would you like to share with Dam professionals and people aspiring to become Dam professionals?
Well, if you're already a Dam professional, I'd say just be nosy. Be curious and learn about business processes and seek allies within your company and in the professional community. Get a better understanding of user experience design, service design. There are lots of other fields that are complementary to digital asset management and can help you in your role. And also, don't be afraid to talk to the software developers and other asset managers. We're really lucky to be living in an age where the internet allows you to easily connect with others who are really far away, so make the most of that. And if you're aspiring to become a Dam professional, I say ask yourself, do you spend your Saturday nights organizing your iTunes catalog or rearranging your Google Plus circles? Does the thought of downloading and editing holiday photos give you a spark of excitement? Well, if so, find yourself a job in digital asset management right away.
Well, thanks, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.